Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo.
Yo.
How are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm great.
Good. Glad to hear it.
No problems. Oh. Hey, I had a story for you.
Okay.
And I thought it was interesting. Football story.
Okay.
Jimmy Garoppolo, right?
Yeah.
Is going to Vegas.
Yep.
And two ladies, Caitlin Bell and Alice Little of the Chicken Ranch Brothel.
Mm.
Are beyond excited about their team's new quarterback and want to let everyone know how grateful they are. And one says, I'm just reading the synopsis here. I almost fainted when I heard Jimmy sign with the Raiders. And anyways, both ladies have said Jimmy Garoppolo gets free sex for life.
Oh, okay. I saw
free
a headline that said
for life.
Incentive that'll make him want to stay in Vegas forever, yeah. But I didn't know what it was.
They said, he brought the 49ers to the Super Bowl. He could do the same for Vegas. And just for joining our team, he deserves it, and he's good looking. So two ladies have said Jimmy Garoppolo, sex for life.
Yeah, it looks like one of these stories here, oh, of course, it's the Post. It looks like they've got a picture of them. Did you see a picture of them?
I didn't.
Well, it looks like this is one of them. Now, I could be wrong here, but it says... Caitlin Bell, was that the name of one of them? I don't know if it even said the names. Okay, and so then the other girl is Alice. Okay, so there's one of them.
Okay.
This is, you know, the New York Post website, and there's Alice. Oops. Well, you get the idea.
Anyway. Yeah.
Not a bad incentive.
I'm going to the first one if I'm Jimmy G. I know Jimmy G's good looking and a millionaire and a quarterback and all that, but I'm going.
What, you're taking advantage of it is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the first girl.
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And they've already offered, so I don't know what it costs. Not like you can't afford it.
It's still free for life, though.
Right. There's something to that. I mean, it's the difference between paying for sex and not paying for sex. It's kind of what separates relationships from transactions, you know?
Right, sure.
So that's got to make it feel
though,
good.
Even though, you know... It's on the house, you know, there's no relationship for him, which is nice.
Right.
So it's still transactional, which is nice.
Yes.
It's just getting comped because you're a celebrity.
Yep. It's perfect.
It's like getting a hotel room in Vegas, only you get to go over there and have sex. So another brothel offered him like a free weekend with him and his teammates. But
you don't
not
want to
the
go
same.
With all your teammates, no. Do you? I mean, not that you wouldn't, but if you got the choice, if they're like, hey, you get the VIP red carpet or bring the
whole
team.
I feel like that you got to set up. I feel like this one, you just be like, hey... You know, you call your driver and be like, tell Caitlin or whatever, I'm on my way.
I'm going to the chicken coop. I don't know. What was it called?
The Chicken Ranch.
The Chicken Ranch. What was that one called that was on HBO forever? Wasn't it just the Bunny Ranch? I think that was the name of it. Speaking of Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
He's pretty good, right?
I think he'll be fine there. He's better than Derek Carr, I think.
I haven't talked to you about that since, you know, it was official that he's going to the Raiders, but I think part of me kind of thought it would be exciting if Aaron Rodgers went and played for the Raiders.
Right,
you know, there
yeah.
was some talk about that. But, you know, watching Nick's show, which is where I guess I get most of my sports info, you know, I've heard them go back and forth about Jimmy
slighted,
for a long time. Well, you're first most, and then outside of here, you know, that's why I'm asking you. So, but I've never gotten like a consensus from them. You know, they seem to kind of go back and forth. He's obviously, I think he's better than Derek Carr. Right?
I think so.
Okay. And then I saw people on, I think it was the Chiefs subreddit last night. I don't know if you guys have seen people sharing this, but now they're making photoshopped images of Lamar Jackson in a Chiefs uniform
as a running back. Yeah.
Which is, and I was thinking, like, I'd have to ask Lazo that. When was a time that a player said, you know what, this sucks, I'm not getting the money that I was hoping I was going to get, but I could still make more money if you know, then I might make next year if I switch positions. Like, that doesn't happen, does it? Has a player switch positions and said, I'm going to, you know,
well,
what,
someone
I'm just
can correct me as I'm racking my brain. I can't think. But I can think of guys saying, I'll go play baseball.
Right. There's
or
that,
I'll go
a
play football.
Sport. More yeah.
different sport. I know John Elway said, whoever he got drafted by was like, I'm not going to go play there. If you guys make me play there, I'll just pitch for the Yankees.
Yeah. And
I know Russell Wilson got drafted like ahead of a bunch of guys. Like, he might have got drafted ahead of Verlander, like a lot of people. But
yeah, and then
Charlie Ward football. Was a Heisman Trophy winner, and at that point, you know, football didn't really have short, fast running quarterbacks.
Yeah,
so he went and played basketball.
Oh.
Can you imagine being that talented?
Well, that's what I'm. What I was
just to be
say.
Like that idea to be like, you know what.
Because the ones that
I'll
come
just
to mind.
Go be the point guard for the Knicks if you guys think I'm too short. And that always was, I know point guards aren't tall necessarily, but that was always
still
weird
basketball.
To me. Like,
yeah.
You're too short to play football.
So you choose
so
basketball.
So you go to basketball and you're good at it? Like, okay, well, maybe we should have given that guy a chance.
Because you got something to prove. And that's what I was thinking with Lamar Jackson when I saw people posting those pictures. It's kind of, you said it about LeBron. You know, there are some players, some athletes that you just think, this person would have been really good at probably a variety of sports.
Right.
You know, some sports would fit their, you know, stature or whatever, their size
right.
a little bit better than others. But, like, Jackson...
He could be a running back.
He could be a running back, right? I mean, he'd probably be pretty good at it.
I don't know, maybe.
What's the
He's pretty
the
lanky.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if he could take all those hits. He might be a guy that,
That's
you know,
thing.
More of a, like, you know, third down back where you get... I mean, he's talented, so
yes.
I don't know, but I can't... See him. Maybe he could, but and people may correct me. I think it'd be weird to hand him off the ball and have him run up the middle like Pacheco.
Right, and I know there's
maybe he could. I don't know.
A lot of talk about him not getting any love and everything that's been going on with him. But
well, I don't understand why he wants that much. I mean, you know, I don't think he deserves the money.
Okay, first of all, I hate to say his biggest problem is Mahomes. You know, he doesn't beat Mahomes. Like, that's a problem. Also, the injury thing. I know people are saying like. Oh, well, it's race involved. It's like, no, I watched him. Every game that I watched him play, I really thought he's going to have a season-ending injury this game. Because it's not just
well,
that he ran, it's the
like
way
only
he did
86%
it.
Of the games he's been in, I think, or, you know, available to play.
Yeah.
And I think, like, he's had, like, 12 games at the end of the year, and he's played in – I've heard stats, but
just
I don't want to give them wrong. They're not great of him being injured. And the problem is, I think people – he wants guaranteed money.
Right.
And I think people are like, I think if I said not guaranteed, I'm not going to guarantee you that because you can't guarantee me that you're not going to get hurt.
Right, and you can't rebuild with him. You know,
right.
Unless you're a team that thinks like the only thing keeping us from a Super Bowl this year is Lamar Jackson. Well, if that's the case, then maybe. But otherwise, you're too worried that he's going to get injured. And he does get injured. And
right.
It's not just that he scrambles. There is something about the way he does it. Maybe it's
right.
And that's part of what makes him so exciting to watch. But it is... It causes anxiety, I'm sure,
right.
Especially if you are a Ravens fan.
I think the
fan.
Guaranteed money is the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody said Terrell Pryor did it, but did he switch before? Like, he switched out. I'm sure there's guys who have switched out of college. Like, they were a wide receiver, and they went and played defensive back. I mean,
yeah,
if we
that
do
that,
like, quarterback for Nebraska played safety, I think.
You hear that quite a bit. One of the people, you know, calling an NFL game will say, well, you know, in college, he did this. You're
well,
like, oh, okay.
I mean, Kelsey was a quarterback.
Exactly. So
that happens. Maybe Terrell Pryor did it with the Redskins or not. I don't remember. But
well, another question that you probably have the answer to. I don't. Has Lamar Jackson shown, like, you know, with Mahomes, they kind of were like, hey, maybe don't run as much. You know, you need to be a little bit
more
careful.
There's an,
has Lamar
there's
shown
no doubt.
That he's good in the pocket? And
I mean, he's not
effective?
That good.
Okay.
I mean, that's not...
Not like hundreds of millions good.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So, because I don't know, obviously, much about how this stuff works, but I was not all that surprised to see that.
I think it's just because of the guaranteed money.
Right. When you saw how much money that, you know, they're talking...
And he just wanted... I mean, and you can't... I think the owners are like, well, all right. And they're like, well, you know... Deshaun Watson got that amount of money. And you're like, well, Cleveland's dumb.
Right.
We're not doing it.
Right.
Right?
And I see people talking about...
And there's also something to be said. I mean, people are arguing about, yeah, Deshaun got in a bunch of trouble. He also hasn't played football in 2 years.
Right.
So he hasn't been injured. Now, we don't know if he's going to be good or not, but at least you can say he's fresher.
Yes.
And right? He hasn't played that much.
And it's probably...
He's got more miles to go, but...
It's in my head, I'm sure, but it's. I feel like they look different when they're playing. There's something about... Lamar, when he plays in those games that I've watched where I'm just like, man, you're leading with your head every time, you know, it's like you're jumping over these guys. There's so many ways to get injured and it's explosive and fun to watch.
Oh,
and
of course.
He's very good, but he's not invest a bunch of money for, you know, this guaranteed money for the future.
I think it's a guaranteed money now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's running into the same problems running backs run into.
Right, yes.
So you get drafted as a running back, and you're on your rookie contract.
You get paid nothing.
And you don't get paid as much. And then after 3-4 years, you're like, well, I want guaranteed money. And they're like,
too late.
Oh, you've been hurt.
Yeah.
You're 4 years running like that. You ain't going to do it anymore, right? Yeah. And you see running backs just drop off after that time. I think they're thinking of Lamar more like that. Like, look, you are a quarterback, but for the most part, you run a lot, and – you know, you can complain like every other running back that, you know, you're not getting your money.
Right.
Like, I actually think the NFL should change that. I think the NFL should say, if you're a running back, you can sign, you don't have to get a rookie deal because you may only play, you're probably only going to play 4 years. Everybody else, you get a rookie deal. But if you're a designated running back for this team, then you can sign for whatever you want.
I've seen people saying that, and part of their
because
rationale
they're the ones
is,
who get screwed,
right? And that it keeps guys from wanting to play certain positions because they're like, "Man, if I can make this other thing work, it'll pay bigger.
Exactly.
That contract timing will work out.
My
risk of injury will be lower, and so I'd rather do that." And you know that's part of the problem.
Right?
It does suck. I mean, look, when you go, "Hey, I don't think I've been getting paid as much as I should, considering what some of my peers are getting paid." I totally get that.
Well, there's
and
also an argument, and I brought it up to Nick. The other argument is, so, just because I'm a Michigan fan, but I'm sure it's happened. If it hasn't happened, this is the first time that I'm aware of it, but I feel like it could happen more. If you're a running back and you're Blake Corum, right?
Okay.
So Blake Corum's a great running back. He gets hurt at the end of the season, right? And he could get drafted. Now, he probably gets drafted in the second round because he got hurt, right? But I think he's the second best running back to come out, okay?
Okay.
So who knows? You could argue that or whatever. But then he knows he's going to go on a rookie contract, right? And maybe not get anything more.
Right.
So now with college football name, image, and likeness, they started a fund, the Michigan Boosters, that were just, it was just called One More Year.
Oh.
And just pay them. Pay them more than the NFL is going to pay them.
Yeah.
Just pay them. We want to win a national championship. We think he's the best running back in college football.
Would this be possible?
It just happened. He returned. He came back.
How much money do they think that he would make?
But they know that the name, image, likeness paid him over $1 million, maybe more. So he's like, well, I could go to the NFL, make less, get hurt, or I can win a national championship at Michigan. I've already graduated.
Yeah.
I don't know. Work on my master's or take some dumb classes, whatever they make graduates do,
right?
Which is nothing, really, right? Like, I already graduated.
Right. I don't know what they do. I didn't go to college. I mean, I did briefly, but
and
I
heard they
graduating.
Make them take, they have to have some credits, but God only knows what they are.
Right. And probably do it online or something.
Right.
Who knows? Plus, it's an
athletic
thing.
Because you already
graduated. Anyway.
Like, the coach isn't on your ass for grades.
No.
So,
it's done.
You're done. So, you just go there, make your couple million of bucks, and then come out in the draft. And now I'm ahead.
Yeah.
Now I made my couple million bucks, which you know you wouldn't have given me. So now I've got $2-3 million in name, image, likeness. I can make more.
Yeah.
In college, like there's no limit. So if I start doing it, I start becoming like a Heisman candidate. People are going to give me more money. Nissan and everybody
crazy.
Else.
Yeah.
I can make as a running back. I can make more money staying in college.
With name,
now it doesn't necessarily work for quarterbacks or wide receivers or anybody else because
right.
you're going to do those 4 years and get paid.
Yeah.
But for a running back, you know you're going to do those 4 years and not get paid. Then I just stay in college, make more money.
Isn't the NFL going to have to do something about
that?
Years. They're going to have to start paying them, right? Or they're not going to have any running backs left.
Right,
because
some of them, like, he might have another year of eligibility because everybody got a COVID year.
Yeah.
What if he went back to college for 7 years?
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, you could do 4 years, and then you're a red. Then they redshirt you, which means you have another year of eligibility, and they can redshirt you again. And then I think you have to play, but then you have a COVID year because anybody who played during COVID, that didn't count against your eligibility.
Year.
So you could legitimately, I think, play at least 6 years.
How old is he now?
I don't know. He's got 23
or something.
Years old. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. I have no idea that was going on. You know what's even crazier is that we just talked sports for the last 10 minutes. Didn't even touch on the baseball game.
Which was unbelievable last night. We'll get to it and a bunch of other stuff.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Not much. Are you happy? Are you happy to live in America, to be an American, to get up every morning and you know, be hashtag
blessed?
That
we're second best in baseball?
Yes.
Yeah, that was tough last night. And Shohei Ohtani, not only is Japan a better baseball team, Shohei Ohtani's the best player on earth. And there was an argument before it might be Mike Trout. I never really thought that. I thought it was Shohei. But, I mean, he abused him last night. Abused him.
What do you think would have happened in a best of seven in a series? I mean, you really think it looks like they kept it
coin
close
flip
at least.
Was 3-2.
Okay,
you know,
right.
Coin flip, sure.
So it's
I don't
not
think
like,
they're
it's not like
much
Japan
better. But, yeah.
is, okay, that's what I was
And I
ask.
Know people are going to say, well, you know, the U.S. didn't have its best pitchers, but whatever. That's they didn't want to play,
right?
And that's, Japan's players did, so I don't know.
Up to them,
right?
Right.
We had the best players that would play, and we had a lineup that should score more than 2 runs.
Yeah, it's the United States,
right? And those kids, that 20-year-old, two 20-year-old Japanese pitchers made our best lineup in baseball history ever score 2 runs.
Yeah,
and you knew. I don't care who they had. You knew coming in the eighth inning and you saw Yu Darvish and Shohei Ohtani warming up for the eighth and the ninth. You were like, man, I forgot those dudes were Japanese.
Right.
But you were waiting for that, you know, the reliever from Great Britain to come in. Yeah. And they're like, he hasn't pitched since 2011. You're like, we got this. Right? And then you're like, Shohei, and you're like, he throws 103 miles an hour and Yu Darvish has 12 pitches that he can throw at you. I'm like, boy.
Well, that's the big story, right, is the two of them facing off. I mean, that seems like if you just saw one clip today or one highlight, it was about Shohei and Trout. And I watched, I will admit that around 10 o'clock, something like that, I went online to see what had happened, and I was watching some highlight videos, and I just saw what people were saying on social media. It does seem like, I'm confused by this whole series, that like it started in 2006, they don't do it every year. But, you know, I think the last time they said it was like 2017. It's not coming back till 2026. That all confused.
But it does look like it has been good for the sport of baseball, which is what baseball has been trying to figure out for a long time. What is something we could do that would get people excited? And, of course, they've been talking about changing rules. We'll, you know, speed up the game. Maybe we'll have fewer games. But as far as thinking outside of that box, this looks like it's been huge for the sport.
It has, for
sure. And I went 538, wrote a whole thing about, you know, different countries, the viewership, the attendance. The Google searches, just polling, are you interested or not? And it's not so clear that, you know, you'd think the United States might be number one when it comes to being baseball fans, but it kind of depends on how you look at it. We have more people, so we have more baseball fans, but then if you look at it, you know, per capita as a percentage, I mean, Japan, it's really popular. Puerto Rico, in some metrics, they said might be the most popular. South Korea, really popular. And then in one of the polls, I don't remember, I think it was just the actual polling. Are you at least somewhat interested in baseball or however they worded it? Mexico was actually number one. I think in that poll, the United States came in fourth or fifth. So it's been eye-opening for me because I think Japan, South Korea, when I think of other countries that play baseball.
Well, the Dominican Republic.
Well, right, the Dominican
Puerto
Republic,
Rico,
of course. Yeah,
sure, and Mexico.
You know, how big that is, I have no idea. It seems like it's pretty big in Japan.
Yeah.
I've seen, you know, clips from those games. It looks like a lot of people show up. But, I mean, baseball? You wouldn't think, based on the coverage of this thing and just looking at the fans and looking at social media, you wouldn't think that baseball had been complaining in the United States for the last 20 years about excitement. You know what I mean? It looks like people are excited to me, and it looks like people are, you know, they may be a little more excited in other countries, depending on, again, how you look at it. But that seems like a huge, huge, huge win for them. And, dude, I don't like, I've heard of the World Baseball Classic. I do not remember
it being this big.
Seeing clips. I don't remember it being talked about that much.
Me neither. I mean, it was big this year.
And so do you understand at all why, I think it was 2017 the last time they played? When was the last time they did? Now they're going to do it again in 2026. So it's not like it's the Olympics and it's every 4 years. What is it, just when they think they can get everyone together?
I don't know why. I don't know the timing on it. I'm sure there's somebody who could tell us
that. The thing I was reading said that people got this idea originally that it was supposed to be like this kind of one-off thing. Like, oh, you know, we should try this. And they sort of did it, and I was like, oh, well, maybe we should try it again someday. And that's kind of where we've been now, is in this limbo of like, oh, you know, you think we'll try and do that again? Yeah, maybe we'd do that again. But this year, with it being so popular and breaking all these attendance records, I'm guessing they're going to have to set up some sort of actual schedule and say, here's where it's going to happen. With every year, every 3 years, every 4 years, whatever.
Right.
I wouldn't think that they would do it every 4 years, but I don't know. I don't remember it being talked about. And also, as you're watching the game, because I watched it, obviously the game's over, I'm watching the highlights. Were you really upset that the United States lost? Like you would normally be if you were watching your team, or were you happy for Japan?
No, I was bummed.
You were totally bummed.
I was happy. Shohei's such a likable guy.
Yeah.
And he comes off as a likable guy, so you're like, all right, it's better than, you know, someone else. But yeah, I was rooting for the U.S. for sure.
Sure. You know, like in the Olympics, you root for the U.S. I just didn't know, with all these players, again, a lot of them are MLB players to begin with, and I don't know, like Mexico. I saw when Mexico was playing, I was like, I hope Mexico wins or whatever.
Right.
And then when I saw that Japan had won, I was like, wow, and they showed the highlights and they showed the runs, I was like, ah, good for Japan. But I wasn't invested in it. Like, you and your friends, were you guys really upset? Like, this is a heartbreak?
I got a bunch of things that are like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
And a lot of them, when it was coming, like Trout Ohtani.
But if you're going to lose to someone.
Well, people like Shohei.
Yeah.
He's a likable guy.
Yeah. So, hey, the United States, if you just go based off of this, is at least second best.
I think, right. And I think the manager, who I do like a lot, Mark DeRosa, for the U.S., when he came in, he said, you know, hey, look, we lost, but baseball won today.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think that was the overall thing. Like, this was big for baseball. If you're a baseball fan, yeah, the United States lost. But if you're a baseball fan and you want other people to become baseball fans, then baseball won through this tournament.
That's
the talk.
What it looks like to me, absolutely.
Right.
The only issue is, and I think you talked about this earlier today when I saw you, but after all of that, now you go start regular season baseball. You know, that felt like the World Series or playoffs at least.
Right.
And now you got to go, you know. Not that you're disappointed about baseball season starting, but it is kind of weird to go,
It was like playoff baseball.
Yeah,
now we got to go to the regular season, 162 games.
Right,
yeah.
Like, could they do it somewhere else in the year, in the future?
Yeah, and someone messaged me this, and there was a good idea. They said take 3 weeks or a month off for the All-Star game.
Okay.
So take 3 weeks off. Everybody gets their week off. Fit it into 3 weeks, and then so the players don't get mad, and you get all the pitchers to come out and play. Lessen the amount of the regular season, which they've talked about forever anyway.
Right.
So you could go from 162 to 144. Does anybody really know?
Right.
Nobody notices that.
No.
Right. And then, you could just do that on the years that they do the World Baseball Classic. The other years, it goes back to normal. So in 2026, do it during the All-Star break. Take a month off, 1 week, and then 3 weeks to play the game. Right. If you're a player, you get a month off, and you don't make the team, you get a month off, and you don't have to play. And if you're a player who plays in the World Baseball Classic, then you're not playing nearly as many games in that month anyways. Everybody gets a break, and there's less games in the season. And if you're a team, you know, hell, they could say the guys who didn't make the World Baseball Classic, we're going to do, like spring training games.
Yeah.
Keep everybody, in shape.
Okay, I know you said that the players decide if they want to play, but if they put it in the middle of the summer like that during the break, is there a possibility? Can the teams tell a player, hey, you can't go play in this tournament because we're paying you a lot of money?
Maybe,
and like, if you're a team that looks like you're
maybe
going to be in the playoffs,
maybe, but
year?
This was put on by Major League Baseball,
right?
I know the commissioner said yesterday, like, you know what, this is a good team. We need better pitching, so I think they can kind of put the pressure on the owners a little bit. Like, hey, you want your franchise to be worth more? Then if the guy says he wants to play, go let him play.
Yeah,
right.
It certainly didn't look like the Pro
right.
Bowl.
Yeah.
It did not look like the old Pro Bowl games.
No.
I mean, these look like real.
They were good players.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm sorry. All right, we'll talk about more than sports. I promise.
Yeah, we will. We will.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on?
So, I know this will sound like it's sports, but it's not actually sports. Tom Brady is doing that roast, you know? And I saw that he says he's got one rule. And he's fine with being roasted, which I guess you'd have to be if you sign up to do a roast. But he says no jokes about his family. But the people are trying to decide if that count. Like, does Giselle count? I don't think that counts. If you guys are divorced, then you can make no jokes about your kids, though. I feel like you would specifically say no jokes about my kids. He said apparently no jokes about his family. But then I saw Giselle has talked about the divorce. They said it was for the first time since the split. It's an interview with Vanity Fair. She's talking about how, you know, this was the death of my dream, everything I hoped for and wanted to achieve and blah, blah, blah. You worked so hard and it just didn't work out. She also said that the FTX scandal, she was just as shocked as anyone else. She thought, you know, she believed the hype. They thought it was going to be good. But then when she talks about Tom, she says, listen, I've always cheered for him and I will continue to forever. If there's one person I want to be the happiest in the world, it's him. Believe me. I want him to achieve and to conquer. I want all his dreams to come true. That's what I really want, really from the bottom of my heart. I'm guessing that's what most people's exes say about him, right? Like if they sat down and did an interview with your ex and they said, how do you feel about him? You think your ex would say, I cheer for him. I will continue to cheer for him forever. There's one person I want to be the happiest in the world. Believe me, it's him.
I
want him to achieve and conquer. I want all of his dreams to come true. Mm. That's what I really want from the bottom of my heart.
Whew.
Yeah, a lot of people I know who've gone through breakups would be literally the exact opposite of that.
But I mean, maybe that's just what you say. I don't know if she really feels that way.
No,
she?
We don't know. We don't know. But that is above and beyond. You could just be like, look, you know, I don't hate the guy,
right?
We had a great relationship while it lasted. But to go into it and say, oh, I cheer for him more than anyone. If there's anyone I want to see succeed in this world, it's him. I mean, that feels above and beyond. To the point where, like, if she does start dating, which there's rumors that she was dating, like, I don't know. I didn't even see this rumor. But that she was dating someone. She says that's not true, apparently. But it sounds like, you know, I suppose it is possible. That she says it's not football related. So I suppose it is possible that it has nothing to do with the FTX thing. It has nothing to do with football, which, I mean, his whole life was football. That she doesn't hate him. She's not mad at him. Then what the hell else would it be about? It's not like they were fighting over money. They're both rich. I've heard plenty of people say that she's actually richer than he is, right?
Yeah, right.
So what's left to be fighting about? You love him. You root for more than anyone. It wasn't about football. It wasn't about FTX.
I think he just, you know.
One of those things you got to be lying about, at least a little bit.
If that's really true that it's none of that, then it's just that, you know, she was never the most important thing in his life.
Which would be
football.
Right, about football then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, and she's saying that it's not about
football.
Yeah, it's
about importance.
Yeah.
It's about where you put our relationship.
Because if you say it's about football, then it sounds like she didn't
want him to play. And that's not it, but you always put football ahead of me. You put football ahead of your kids. You put football ahead of everything. And I always felt slighted.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, so I saw that interview. I guess I don't know when that came out, but that people have been talking about that from Vanity Fair, and then him saying that he doesn't want any jokes about his family. If you did a roast, if you agreed to be roasted by, like, real comedians. What's that guy's name? Jeff Ross, right? And some of those people.
He's a real comedian.
If you agreed to be roasted
Ross nowadays, that's what...
I'm the real roast people. I'm saying not like you agree to do it because me and Snow Cone are going to roast you. But you agree to do one of those celebrity roast things. And they say, you know, you can have one rule. What would it be? Like Brady says no talking about my family. What would your one thing be?
Go ahead.
That's what I was trying to think. Yeah. Like, I don't know... I would hope that they're not going to, like, really go after family members specifically and get into their personal lives. It wouldn't really make much sense, so you'd think you wouldn't have to say that.
Well, that's probably, just if you're going to say one, that's probably it. Like, you know, leave my kids out of it.
Yeah.
Other than that, you're good. If they say you get one rule, then that's probably what everybody says, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't want to do it. I know that. I know you'd be fine with it. Even though we sit here and bust each other's balls every day for the last 20 years and talk about every embarrassing thing that's going on in our life, there's something about the idea of sitting there while these people just talk S on you. And you're constantly thinking,
yeah, but you know
you're
laughing
with me
end?
Or at me? Yeah, but just those laughs where you start to go, do people
laugh because
they feel that way about me?
I got you.
Well, and Brady thinks he's, you know, going to
be a stand-up. Unless that was a lie. He said he was going to start doing stand-up, so maybe we'll see how he does.
I bet you he's great at it.
I would assume he would pay someone to write those jokes. You got to pay a bunch of comedians.
They all
do. All of them? All the comedians?
I've heard that. I've heard like the guys who say, like, yeah, I wrote, you know, Bieber's jokes on these guys.
Right. For the ones who are non-comedians, I assume that they get somebody to write
I'm sure even everybody does. Probably calls 3 or 4 people you think are funny and be like, hey, help me write this roast thing. I'm like, yeah, I got you.
Writing a joke, I don't think I can do it. You think you could do it? I read Seth Rogen's book, and he's talking about writing jokes when he was a kid for that guy.
Yeah.
And
for the rabbi.
Yeah, and he had some of those saved, and I just thought, I'm not good at writing that down. The setup, the punchline, you know, like you need for, an actual joke. I don't think I'm good at that.
I think you could do it.
You think?
Yeah.
My problem is if I write it, I'm going to think it's not funny. You know, these people, they get excited. Maybe if you were working with people.
I think you take 100 of them.
Yeah.
And you send them.
Yeah.
Right? And you're like, okay. And there's a bunch of people in the room. You're like, yeah, that's funny. Damn, boom.
Yeah.
And then they can pick what they want.
I guess if you bounce ideas off of each other or whatever. Snowcone, I know we're getting ready to doom scroll here in a minute. I just want to make sure. Has Trump been arrested?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, then, I guess that's the biggest thing I needed to check on. There's plenty of other stuff to talk about going on in the world, including, you know, I guess we've talked about this quite a bit in the past, and I know Lazo feels the same way, but what is our obsession with China? It's becoming like this, it's every single day. And then you start to wonder, why would China, you know, go meet with Vladimir Putin? You go, well, because every single one of our politicians is on TV every day basically saying, China better watch itself. They better not get too powerful. They better not be too successful. They better not make too much money. We got to slow them down. We got to slow that growth down. It's a weird thing to say. And it feels like the TikTok obsession is all part of that, does it not? The TikTok obsession is just the – now I sound like I'm getting paid by the People's Communist, whatever. But it just seems like we're a little obsessed. You normally, Lazo, I think, would agree with me on this. You're the person who says –
I don't understand what the difference is with them. What are they going to do? Right. Apple's not going to do with it,
right? And you think they're getting news over there that is the exact same as the news that we're getting over here? You think of now? I know it's not. Look, we did a bad thing, so what about us? I know you can say that one country's better than the other, but the obsession. It's like, can we just stop? Just stop talking about them for a little while.
I think we're just mad that they came up with a platform that people use.
Well, for TikTok specifically,
Right.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So I did, Lazo, last night someone messaged and made a good point about the TikTok thing, because we keep asking, what is it that they're worried that, you know, what will China do with this information on TikTok?
Oh, I'd like to know.
It's what's already been being done. To me, this is so ridiculous. But this person said it's about trying to, hurt democracy and influence elections and things like that. It would use propaganda. And I thought, we already have that problem with our own social media.
Right,
and the Chinese and Russians can use those platforms already.
If that's what they're trying to do, just log on to Facebook.
Right. You don't have to do that. You don't have to start your own social media company.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! What's going on?
All right, well, Trump says he's ready to be arrested. And contrary to those photos that you've seen online.
I'm going to just throw it out there.
Looking over your shoulders for a while. No, but there's a lot of photos that
people are saying that they don't know if it's going to happen or not, so you just kind of throw it out there. I think he thinks if he gets arrested, it's good for him.
Well, that's what he says, basically.
I think people will be like, once again, they're trying to silence the Messiah.
Yeah.
In New York City, former President Donald Trump's legal future is in the hands of a grand jury set to reconvene today. On the verge of an historic decision, weighing whether to indict the former president for his alleged effort to keep an extramarital affair a secret by paying hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Ahead of a possible indictment, law enforcement officials are bracing for protests, stepping up security. Former President Trump also preparing for the optics of a potential indictment. The New York Times, citing friends and associates, says he is ready and welcomes the idea of a perp walk and even, quote, mused openly about whether he should smile for the assembled media, adding that he has pondered how the public would react and is said to have described the potential spectacle as a fun experience.
So
So have you seen what artificial intelligence has come up with as far as
the spectacle? I did see the pictures of him, yeah.
Yeah.
Elliot, I don't think it'll look like that.
Elliot Higgins, the founder and director of Bellingcat, which is an investigative journalist website, he tweeted these photos that were – have you seen him, Snow Cone? Trump, you know, getting in a fight with police, being dragged down on the streets.
Yeah,
there's even pictures of him in the yellow jumpsuit.
Mm-hmm.
I saw someone had some pictures of him at McDonald's in the yellow jumpsuit, sitting down, looked
None
like he
that
was crying.
Happen.
People are very worried about about AI generated photos, which we've already had Photoshop, right? So I guess this makes it a little bit easier, if I'm understanding correctly, that you don't have to sit there and be a Photoshop expert to do it.
Yeah.
But there's also apparently a lot of deep fake voices that are really popular online now. Have you seen this? And you can get, so there's audio of Joe Biden, Joe Rogan, all kinds of celebrities online of them say, it sounds totally real, of them saying things that they did not say. And, you know, as always with new technology, people say we should be worried. It is a little scary, but I'm also getting a little bit older. So technology is going to start to scare me a little bit more when you, you know, start having deep fake videos.
You can't set your timer on your VCR slim pass.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a little scared. You know, how do we prevent somebody from saying that they want to start a war and it's not really them and we just thought it was them and it was somebody else trying to start the war? And
we have the actual president come on TV and say, that's not me.
Right. But what about in the other country?
They have that president come on TV or call the other president and be like, that's not me. We've had people who can do impersonations since Dick Van Dyke was born. I mean, apparently he's 1,000.
Well, he's
and
also...
Why couldn't he have done it? There could have been 1,000,000 people in their basement who can sound like President Biden and they could have put a tape out.
Well, now
Doesn't
it sounds
matter.
Exactly like them.
The Biden would
voice.
Just come out and say, well, you're telling me some of those guys who did impersonations didn't sound exactly like him?
Some of them sound very, very close.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Did you hear about Dick Van Dyke, your buddy?
I did.
He's
playing that sympathy card.
He's 90, what, 7? What did they say? 94?
1,097, he said.
He's like Jimmy Carter's age. I mean, that's. I thought he was in his 80s. I didn't realize that he was this old. And he's driving still, apparently. And he was driving, and it was raining out, and his car slipped, and he hit a gate, and he was injured when the police
where
got
he?
There. He was, I don't know where. I think, I'm guessing it's California.
Cars,
huh?
How does car slip?
Okay.
How does car
slip? It had been raining because they've had all those storms there. I guess, you know, he's old, not used to rain, all those things.
Hollywood icon Dick Van Dyke crashes his Lexus early this morning while driving in Malibu.
You know, TMZ is reporting the 97-year-old told police his car slid into a gate after losing control on a rain-covered road. Hmm. Sources tell TMZ Van Dyke was bleeding from the nose and mouth and may have suffered a concussion.
Hmm. That's me a couple nights a week, at least, bleeding from the nose and mouth. Come on. 97. So, that's what you tell people, but, you know, who knows what the actual cause is. Like, I think I got a concussion. I think that's what it is. 97 years old, still driving. It's not bad.
No.
Not too shabby. You said your grandmother lived to be 90-something, right?
99? I don't think she hit triple digits, but she
was
close.
Real close. And yeah. Did she still drive in the end?
Up until, like, the last year, maybe.
Okay. That's the thing that would
She would
suck.
Go to Wendy's to get a Frosty.
And drive herself there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... And now you got Uber, and hopefully, you know, that technology will only get better with autonomous driving and everything, but the idea of losing that...
Well, she also lived in Fort Myers, Florida.
Well, that helps, too.
Just 1,000 old people driving around.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you're close to stuff, that helps. You know, if you live out in the suburbs, wherever you're getting older, and now suddenly you can't get to the grocery store. I always thought it'd be a terrible thing to have to tell a parent.
But well, that's
or
the worst place in the world to drive. I know people are like, oh, fast, and you know, all these cities where people drive fast and they're aggressive. And no, South Florida, and me living there, it's just the people who they're literally going 10 miles an hour and they don't know where they're going.
And there's people flying around them going 120. It's like just, you know.
Right. Well, I didn't see a lot of 120 in Fort Myers. Mostly
well, I'm just talking on the, I'm just
people.
Talking on the interstate. Once
Most
you get on the interstate.
90 driving at 10 miles an hour around that town.
And I'm guessing they
forgetting
stay off
where
the
they
interstate.
Are and who they are.
Yeah, well, you
they're
can
just
imagine.
Just making a left right into your right into your car. Like, right. Damn. And they just, you know, they all got money, so they're insured.
Sure.
They don't care.
And no one's going to tell them to stop
and
driving.
And the cops come up and they're like, yeah, I don't know, she's 100.
Right.
Everyone here is 100.
They never tell people to stop driving. The kids don't want to because if your kids do it, then they have to figure out a way to get you around, right?
Right.
So no one wants to take their
I know that after she got to a certain
away.
Age, she had to go back and get her license every year. They
really?
Wouldn't do it every 4 years anymore.
That's the thing?
Yeah.
I hear people talk about that all the time. Should this be a thing where they have to get retested?
She at least said that to me.
Oh, that makes sense because how long is your driver's license go to here? Like 5, 6
Mine's
years
forever.
Or something?
Right?
It seems like it's a long time. And I think when you go
like
do
I
it,
just had to go get my
test?
New one last year, and I think, you know.
And what did you do?
It was so long ago. It was like, my God.
Right. And what did you do?
It was like one of those things when I first got it was I thought, well, there's no way I'll ever live here when this thing expires. Right. You know what I mean? Like, dude.
I might not be alive. That's right. I'm like, well, this will be good for my life.
Before Seattle.
Yeah. And then when you go to get it, because I got mine like a couple years ago, but I don't remember. I think you do an eye test. You don't take a driver's test again, obviously. You just, I think maybe you update your information. You got your, you know, letters. You got to have something that came in the mail to prove your address. And then I think maybe you got to look in that thing and show them that you can see. But I'm not positive.
I don't think I did that.
You might only have to do that the first time.
I think I had to bring my old. Oh, no. I think I just had to bring my old ID.
If your old one's not expired, it makes things a lot easier.
You have 90 days after it's expired. That's okay. Exactly what it is.
Okay. So
I had like 10 days left. I brought my old ID in, and the guy, I handed it to him, and he did it. He may have made me look. No, I don't think so. I just went up to the counter, so I can't imagine he had the thing.
Yeah, I can't.
Behind there. And then I went over, they took my picture and gave it to me. That was it.
I know. I looked in the thing for the
I think you just said you were glasses. I said no.
Yeah. I don't think they make you look.
But I think if you let it expire, then you have to do everything again.
Well, so mine was expired, but all I had to do was prove my address. I didn't have to take any driving tests or anything like that.
So what it said to mine, that's why I went that day. Because I really had like 10 days left. And they said, if you come in here and it's expired over 90 days, then you got to do the driving test, the eye exam. You got to do everything. But as long as you do it within the 90 days of expiration, then you're good.
I had to have a birth certificate, social security card, and two pieces of mail.
Because yours was expired.
Because it was expired. Right. But there was no driver's test or anything. It was just I had to prove where I lived and, you know, have something that wasn't expired.
All of that, if mine was expired, I had to go do. That's why I didn't do it.
Makes sense that when you're older that they would say, hey, we're gonna check in on you more than every 7 years or whatever it is. But I didn't know that that was a thing. And if it was going to be a thing, of course, be in Florida. Now, Laszlo says he hates Dick Van Dyke. He doesn't actually hate Dick Van Dyke.
What?
And he's not wishing him any
ill. Don't put words in my mouth.
You're not actually
I hate Dick Van Dyke. I hate him. I hate everything about him. I hate what he stands for. But I don't. It's one of those things. I don't wish for him to be bleeding from the mouth at 97.
I wish I knew what he
stands
for.
But I hate him.
What does he stand for?
The barbershop quartet.
That stuff is, yeah.
All that stuff. Like that just.
Did you watch the show when you were a kid?
Dumb stuff. Everything like, oh, look at me. And then, you know,
he's from a different era.
He's like 95 and he's like eating dinner and they're like, hey, you're Dick Van Dyke. He's like, not only am I Dick Van Dyke, here's my buddies. And they start singing songs from the 20s. I'm like, get out of this restaurant. I hate you.
He's old.
He is the personification of human pizza party.
No.
Yes, he is.
Totally
he is
different.
A human pizza party.
No. He's just
people
old.
Who like him are.
Because he's
simpletons,
wholesome?
Yes. They're simpletons, and they're like barbershop quartet.
They came from a time when that's all that was allowed on TV. You know, Dick Van Dyke
came from a time when
your
company let you wear Hawaiian shirts. It was all great. He's a Hawaiian shirt. That's what he is. I hate him.
He does. He did New Dinner, or what do they call them? The dinner theaters,
I'm
right?
Sure
didn't
he
do that? I feel like I remember seeing those commercials. You guys ever been to one of those? You have? Who'd
exactly,
you go
Drew.
A long time ago.
Okay.
Drew from Twitch says, you say like hello, and he gets up and starts doing a little soft shoe for you.
Well, not today,
you're like,
apparently.
Get the hell out of here.
Snowcomb, what would you
but again,
say?
I want to say that on this day, I don't wish him ill will. I just hate him.
Right, you dislike him.
No,
and,
I hate
him. And the brother, right?
Yeah, both. I don't know. The same
both.
People.
If Snowcomb, if you bought tickets for a dinner theater and surprised your girlfriend with it, what do you think she'd say? Think she'd be excited? Do you think she'd be like, I don't want to do this? No?
I don't
she wouldn't
think
it's sweet, maybe? I mean, she'd think it's
where
odd.
Where is that new dinner theater?
Well, there was one over by your house.
I've never been there.
I don't know if it's still
Metcalf.
There. Yeah, over by the...
I've never seen it. I'm the mayor of Metcalf. I've never seen it.
You know
it's like
Italian
in the back
buffets?
Of something.
Yeah,
it's in the back of Metcalf?
You know where the Italian
buffet
is?
Look, I'm the goddamn mayor of Metcalf. I've never seen it.
It was. I don't
I'm
going to
check their license.
But it was over there across from the Walmart neighborhood.
Shut that place down.
I think
no, I'm going to go one time. As a mayor of Metcalf, I need to go.
You should go.
So somebody
tell
me where it is.
Wait for somebody exciting that you want to see.
What's it behind on Metcalf?
It's like over there by the Italian buffet.
It's by like the Office Depot over there.
Office Depot?
Like 95th and Metcalf.
Over by...
There's an Office Depot there.
Home
Depot?
Or Office Max,
He's thinking of the computer place, Micro Center, right?
Yeah.
There might be an Office Max there, too, actually. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think there's
like
a rally
that.
House. So we're kind of behind that. It's kind of close,
it's
I thought.
Behind
yeah,
Micro Center?
It's not really on Metcalf. You have to go
where
down just a little bit.
Where Whole Foods used to be?
I'm not sure. Yeah, that area. But I don't know if it's still there. I honestly don't know if it's still there. It's been years. But, I, you know, my parents were were old. So I went to that thing a couple times. Plus, we had to go support Ann B. Davis when she was in town, of course. So, you know, saw every...
Well, somebody tell me the next one. I'm going to take my kids. I'm going to make them go.
I'll look it up. I'm going to get you tickets.
I'm really going to go. I'm going to take my kids.
I would love to know how they react to this.
Well, they went to Broadway. I'm sure they'll like it.
Well, and hey, with this, there's food. It's like going to a movie and, you know, they serve food. It's not all bad. Says it's still open. I'm going to find a schedule and find you something
Please.
Good.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What are you doing?
I'm buying you tickets for the dinner theater.
What are we going to see?
Dream Girls.
What's that about?
It's what was that girl from American Idol, and then she did
Jennifer
that movie
Hudson,
with
I think?
Jennifer Hudson. Yeah,
she's in it.
No. But you know, it's based on that thing that she did. I think isn't that what Dream Girls was with wasn't Eddie Murphy in that? So it's between that or some sort of quartet thing. And you just said literally a few minutes ago that you don't like quartets. So I figured you'd rather see Dream Girls. Looks
Where's
like
the schedule?
Looks like for not the best tickets, but pretty good tickets, going to cost $45. Can't find the dinner prices. I don't know if that includes your food or not. Don't forget you'll have
what
to get
What about Condomonium?
Out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't see that on
Starring
the actual
Barry
schedule.
Starring Barry Williams.
Yeah, that's what they're promoting on the front page. But
February 8th to April 16th.
Oh, so that's what's currently going on. All right. I went for upcoming tickets, buy tickets, and these were the two shows that came up were Million Dollar Quartet and Dream Girls. Well, then go see
But hey, Million Dollar Quartet... This is the show our audience insisted we bring back.
They begged.
All the excitement, all the energy, all the thrills of watching the birth of rock and roll. I like rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Once the live band on stage kicks in, sitting still is nearly impossible. Oh, there's going to be dancing.
Well, yeah.
This thrilling smash hit Broadway musical takes you inside. Oh, Sun Recording Studios. I like Sun Recording Studios.
So? Go see Elvis in person.
Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins.
Well, maybe that's the one for you then. I mean, it is the one that fans insisted they brought back. They didn't request. I remember that. It was a big deal. People were protesting. And they said, we want the Million Dollar Quartet back. And so here it is, by popular demand. That guy looks like Elvis. I don't know if he's the one who's actually in the show or not.
So if I'm correct about this, Condomonium, starring Barry Williams... is running from February 8th to April 16th.
Okay.
Does that mean Barry Williams is in Kansas City
yeah.
right now?
Yeah.
He just lives here somewhere on Metcalf?
That's how I hung out with
Ann B. Davis
for so long, because she was in town to do one of these shows. And
so
I don't
Barry
know how
Williams
was,
is here. Is he like living with Willie Ames or something?
I don't know. I'm trying to think where... Ann B. Davis stayed.
She stayed with you.
Well, she came over a lot, but she didn't stay there. We had a friend that went to church with him.
You want to kiss her?
He was a local actor. No, I didn't kiss her.
I'm just asking. It's worth asking.
I was a child.
It's still worth asking.
No, it's not. That's a ridiculous question.
Well, no, I like if you're a teenager, you know, maybe you sneak in just a little kiss.
No.
Kissy kiss. Did she have a kiss you goodnight or something?
From the Brady Bunch? No, she didn't do that. I did accidentally break the news to her, though, that she wasn't going to be in the Brady Bunch sequel and that. I was a little bit uncomfortable. I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to walk away. But yeah, I think she was here for like a couple months. So I guess Barry Williams is here. That's probably crazy. Been on someone's show. Someone who has a producer and knows how to get guests like Barry Williams. Hell, maybe we could get him to sit down with us for 3 hours and do a long-form podcast. Love to know
I get
more
it.
About
I don't
Barry
know.
Williams.
Well, you know what? You say that. And it sounds like in jest. But I bet... If Barry Williams really sat down and was open and honest, I'm not sure if he would be. I've never met the guy. But I bet you there are Brady Bunch stories of sex and drugs and rock. I mean, he was in one of the... We forget. Yes, it was a teenager show. But that was a really, for that time, a coming-of-age show.
And it was
in the
popular.
70s.
Right.
Like, everybody was drinking and banging and doing drugs. And he was the coolest guy on TV. I guarantee you there's sex, drugs, and rock and roll story behind that.
Of course.
And I'd love to talk to him.
It's just, you know, how much can we get him to open up?
Well, that's it. You just have
that's
to ask him. If you get in touch with him, just be like, hey, the guys want to talk about 70s partying.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between 70s partying and 2023 New Dinner Theater?
Yeah.
Right? Like, really?
I'm sure it's a little
you
different.
Know? I'm sure it's
right?
different, but I'm sure has he grown with his audience? Or is he like, I just do this because, you know, it pays the bills and it's cool. Or is he like, I wish this was more like the Brady Bunch?
And then in that question somewhere in the interview, you know, when did you realize, what was your low point? You know, when did
you
look around? God, I don't know if you had one. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when you're a celebrity and you're young, and it's, everyone has a low point. And usually it's something fairly interesting. Like stuff as we mere mortals would never understand.
Exactly. And he's probably, you know, I do the interview without him. I'm guessing he's, you know, a prisoner of his own success back then.
Of course.
Right? Like you're Greg
Brady,
man.
Yes.
So, and you're, so, you know what? You got out of, I mean, take the same Scott Baio, Willie Ames, like I said.
Corey Feldman, we've had
all these people. You know, you get done being this iconic human being that everybody knows, and then you're like, hey, I'd like to do a serious role with Scorsese. And Scorsese's like, Greg Brady?
Right, go
I'm on. I'm good, right? Like, the only chance you have is Tarantino being like,
I'll bring you back.
Right, I'm going to bring back Greg Brady.
And a cameo
he's going to be a killer, right?
Movies.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
And he's done it. That's the only chance. Tarantino's the guy who's done that.
Yep.
Everybody else is like, man, you
no,
know
you're doing
what?
Dinner
I'm
theater.
Interested.
That's what you're doing. You're doing dinner theater.
If I was one of those guys, if I were him, I'd be my phone would be calling Tarantino all the time.
I'm sure.
Like, dude, just put me in the Hollywood movie. I was in Hollywood in the 70s.
Right.
Drive by the Brady Bunch house. Like, why not? Like, I was there. You weren't. I could tell you everything about it.
Well, if he's listening, which I would assume he is, if he's in town. Stop by. We'd love to talk about Condom.
And if anybody's, you know, maybe people work at the new dinner theater with him. We'd love to talk to Barry Williams.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yes. Barry Williams. Yes. Condomanium starring Barry Williams. It's Gut Busting Funny.
Starring Barry Williams.
Starring Barry Williams. All right, we'll finish doom scrolling here in a second.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
All right, we are finishing doom scrolling, my man. So, Jack Daniels, you're familiar with the brand?
I sure am.
What about Bad Spaniels?
No.
You know them? This company makes dog toys, right?
Okay.
Squeak toys, specifically. One of them that they make looks like a little Jack Daniels bottle, and it says Bad Spaniels on it, right? And Jack Daniels apparently not real excited about this dog toy. They think it could be misleading.
Okay.
So there's been some back and forth. And you would think, like, well, this isn't exactly a case for the Supreme Court, but just so happens that it is a case for the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has been hearing about Jack Daniels versus Bad Spaniels and what this will say about trademark infringement versus the rights to free speech. In my mind, I know there's parody laws and that we see stuff, products even parodied all the time. I just thought that was like a thing. I don't know anything about how those laws work.
I don't know. And I'm not a lawyer either, but I have heard some of the business that I've done is that if you parody it, it can't lead someone of normal intelligence to believe that it's the same company or the same product or they're trying to sell the same thing.
Right. That it's obvious.
But I don't know exactly
person.
How that works because I've always thought that and heard that in any sort of training I've done. But then how did the World Wrestling Federation have to change to the world or from the World Wildlife Entertainment? Clearly to me, you would know those things aren't the same. An average intelligent person wouldn't think these are the same things.
Maybe just because they both said WWF. You
yeah,
know,
but but why?
I don't know. Yeah,
like
I
that
don't
would
know how
be. I mean, and clearly that's a copyright infringement.
You can do things like as a joke, right? Like SNL can parody songs. They can parody movies
as long as people would
actors.
Know that they're a joke,
right? And then for products, I assume that it kind of worked the same way. I would not think that this squeaky toy would mislead anyone into thinking it's a bottle of whiskey, but Jack Daniels disagrees.
From beer to whiskey, Jack Daniels has a date with the U.S. Supreme Court later today. Lawyers for the whiskey maker will argue that a dog toy company violated federal trademark law with a product that parodies the company's bottle. Now, Jack Daniels argues that the Bad Spaniels silly squeaker toy made by VIP Products could confuse consumers and damage its reputation. Now, depending on how the Supreme Court rules, the justices could end up stripping away some trademark protection. So we'll see how this all works out.
And here, I'll show you a picture of them. But besides the fact, setting aside that one's a squeaky toy, I've seen products like this a million times where it's obviously, you know, supposed to look like a Budweiser can or whatever it is.
Well,
but
Tommy
it says,
Hill Jesus t-shirts.
Sure, that kind of stuff.
Mountain
the Christian stuff, yeah.
Now, apparently, though, so this went to court, you know, originally. It's gone back and forth. That's how it ended up at the Supreme Court. So you've had some courts that have said, yeah, we're with you, Jack Daniels, and others have said, no, you're allowed to do this parody. But I saw in this article that there are other companies that are supporting Jack Daniels in this, like big companies. Let's see, Nike, Campbell Soup Company, okay. Levi's, American Apparel and Footwear Association. So there's several brands that must think this is an issue. And then I guess if the Supreme Court decides in favor of Jack Daniels, that would mean a lot of changes for all those little parodied toys.
Right, sure.
I mean, it's a perfect example. I would not have been able to think of a better example off the top of my head than a dog squeaky toy. But that's exactly the kind of thing that I expect if I go into a PetSmart to see made in the likeness, you know, to
somebody on the text line said they have a Maker's Bark.
Okay.
Which and it makes complete sense.
Might even be the same company. I don't know. But no one is going to confuse that this squeaky toy is a bottle of whiskey. So I guess the question is, do they ask if someone might confuse whether or not Jack Daniels made the squeaky toy? Because they're not confusing that it's whiskey.
No.
It doesn't look like whiskey. It's not a bottle. It's a rubber squeaky toy. So is it then just that they're worried that people think the brand is making it? I really don't know, but I think they're hearing that today. I tried to find some updates, and it was just them going back and forth. So I don't know if there's an answer or when we're going to get that answer. We talked earlier today about the World Baseball Classic.
We did.
That right? Yeah. The big story, I guess, was Mike Trout, right? That was
Shohei Ohtani.
That was the moment the two of them had to face off against each other. And, you know, I'm sure they're friends, right? I'm sure they got over. I'm sure they still.
Well, yeah, but I'm also sure.
They're competitive.
Yeah.
Very competitive.
I mean, you want to be the best in the world, right?
Yep.
Here you are with, you know, you got your country on the front of your jersey.
Yep. It all comes down to this.
All comes down to this.
They couldn't have scripted it better, that's for sure. There's no way.
Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
Obviously, it didn't come out the way I wanted to. You know, I think as a baseball fan, I think everybody wanted to see it. He won round one. No, it's you can't take anything away from it. Just to be able to come out of the bullpen, you know, as a starter, and you know, showtime. So, hats off to them guys over there. Tough night for us, but we'll be back.
Yeah. All right, so there you
go. He's already said he wants to play in 2026.
Who?
Trump.
Oh, okay.
And a buddy of mine, Matt, texted me. We were asking earlier. It's every 4 years, but it got delayed a year because of COVID.
Okay, but
so that's why. So this should have been 2022.
But you said the next one's in
2026.
So they're just going to get back on schedule.
It's every 4 years, right? So it's just delayed a year because of COVID.
Okay. Did you watch the video last night or maybe this morning of Tekashi 6ix9ine getting beat up in the bathroom?
I did.
LA Fitness?
Yeah. First off, I thought he was dead.
It was a bad beating. He looked.
No,
bad.
I mean, I thought he was dead.
Oh, you thought he was dead?
Literally,
you know, I saw
thought he was
people saying that. I think people
were
confusing him with Extension or whatever.
Okay, that's it. Yes, exactly. There are sixes in the names.
I know it is confusing, especially.
And they both do that kind of same kind of rap, right?
I don't know how similar they are in style.
I feel like.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But Tekashi is the one who worked with the feds, and you know, quote unquote, snitched or ratted on all those people. That was the big thing.
So now if you're a fed and you're a rat, you get beat up in the gym?
Well, that's the question.
I can see you getting beat up in prison. But
who were these people at this LA
Fitness? That guy was big, man.
In Southern Florida.
That guy who pushed him down was big.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone was speculating that this had something to do with him, you know, working with police when he did in that case, that maybe these guys were somehow connected to that gang. I don't remember the name of that gang that he was a part of. Do you remember the name of Tekashi 6ix9ine's gang that he was a part of?
Oh, Triple Blood,
yeah,
Blood or something.
Okay, yeah, something like that. I think that's the one. And some of those guys went to prison because
Juice
of his
WRLD died, right?
Juice WRLD died, yeah.
I guess I just assumed. Then I saw like there was a documentary on Juice WRLD and someone with 6 in their name, so I just assumed he was dead. Until I saw the video this morning, I was like, man, I thought that guy was dead.
Extension. How do you say that, Snowcone?
I think it's XXXTentacion.
Tentacion. That's the guy who got killed in front of that four-wheeler place, right? Or the motorcycle place.
Okay, what about Triple WRLD Smile?
Never heard of him.
What happened to Juice WRLD? Was that drugs?
Yeah.
And then Lil Xan, I assume.
Right, sure.
Right. And then who was the white guy, Mac...
Mac Miller, right?
Miller, yeah, Mac Miller, and
I do like Mac Miller.
His was overdose too, right?
Yeah, you like Mac Miller?
I don't hate him. I don't know a ton about him. I've heard him on a few things. He seems fine. I know Julia, wasn't she like a big fan of his? I think that's what she said. Well, anyway, this video is everywhere of Tekashi, that's who we're talking about now, getting beat up in this bathroom at an LA Fitness. He does
Wait, as he stands up. Tekashi 6'9"?
Tekashi 6'9". Is that his name?
That's not.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
okay.
It.
That's
yeah.
not Extinction.
Right. Different people. Yeah.
Got
so Tekashi 6'9 is the one who got beat up. As far as I know, he's still alive. He was alive, sounded like this morning. And I was surprised to see how well he was doing when he walked out of there, because there's a guy coming up who's filming. He's like, hey, man, I'm a huge fan. I'm like, of all the times to come up and say, you know, maybe I can I get
well,
a picture
with
you.
Where were you earlier?
Right. You've been standing there like, well, why didn't you help? He's like, yeah, I appreciate it. And he's running off. His face is just bloodied and black and blue.
A South Florida gym attack has landed a controversial rapper in a South Florida hospital right now. NBC News obtained a statement for the attorney for Tekashi 6ix9ine, saying in part he was attacked in the sauna part of a gym by four people who beat him up. Police in South Florida called. He was transported via ambulance to a local hospital. Now, he has sold more than 2 million records, but big news when he was granted early release from federal prison after cooperating with authorities to land several of his fellow gang members behind bars.
Now, I assume, is he down there for spring break? Was he performing?
I think he's from there.
Oh, that's where he's from?
I think he's from
there. Okay. Because I saw there was a lot of stuff going on with spring break and Miami, and they were trying to do
what I remember about him is when he got arrested and then he was going to work with the feds and they released his bank account money.
Yeah,
and PewDiePie did the story on it. It was like, you only got $6 million in your bank account, and I thought that was really funny for a YouTuber to be like, "Dude,
we thought you were a little richer."
Right? I thought you had my kind of money. My apologies, which I thought was really funny of a way to take it to think that that guy who was so wildly popular has nowhere near the amount of money as many YouTubers.
Yeah. I mean, and they what did they say? He sold millions of records. I don't know. I don't remember how many millions they said. But I don't understand the if you're working.
But the record
the
company's got that money.
Yeah, somebody got it.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you lay low after that, or like go into witness protection program or something?
He's in South Florida. I mean, you got to think like I'm from here. I'm not going to get beat up at the gym.
But it wasn't like his fellow gang members that he was, you know, getting in trouble, ratting on. I don't know, man. Look, by the way, if.
Well, you know, when you say lay low, that means not go work out? Like, I mean,
I'm saying, like, change your witness protection. Right, witness protection, which is what I literally said. Or, yeah, I guess change your appearance a little bit and be like, I am
not going
to hang out in Miami.
He's not going to do witness protection. He's trying to sell albums still.
That's what I don't understand. I feel like that's extremely... you got to be looking over your shoulder constantly, I would think. And I don't know, maybe that story was oversimplified or blown out of proportion. Maybe there's not that many people who are furious with him. But at the time, people were like, this dude is going to get killed now. And I thought, well, then he needs to do something because I understand taking the deal.
I just saw an interview where he talks about always having security with him because other rappers, you know, have been killed. So he said he always has security, but they said in the story today he didn't. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah, where were they in that video? They're nowhere around. I mean, I guess they don't follow him into the bathroom at LA Fitness or the sauna.
He's only got $6 million in his account. Maybe he's like, I can't afford security all the time. I bet you full security is expensive, man.
That's what I was thinking.
He said,
like,
he
if you
not-
stop, I mean, really, if you stop to think about it, like, I'm going to have full security, maybe one or two guys. You got to be paying those guys. I mean, think just because of pure market value of what a guy who might walk around with Kanye or Jay-Z. Or I don't even know, Lil Wayne, right? Like, what kind of money do they get?
I have no idea.
It's got to be an exorbitant amount that these guys pay him. And if you're trying to pay a guy, what, $500,000 a year? There's two of them, that's $1 million a year. You got $6 million in your bank account. You're not making any more records.
Yeah, I don't know what they
get. Your security starts to go down low. I mean,
there was something about that guy that was Britney Spears.
I guarantee you Jay-Z pays a lot of money in personal security. Like, more money than most people can think that they could make in a lifetime. I guarantee you he's paying that in months.
Could be. It could
There's
be.
No
I don't
way.
Know. I really have no idea. I mean, I know that you can hire off-duty police officers, and I know that costs anywhere from $100 to a few hundred dollars an hour, right? So you figure if you're getting someone who's former military or a bouncer, whatever, they've got some sort of training that you would think it's going to cost you at least like maybe $100 an hour.
I'm going to guess it's more than that if you're really trying to get somebody. Because, again, it's the law of supply and demand. So if you're looking for somebody who's actually going to kick somebody's ass for you and make sure that you're safe, There's not a lot of people out there who do that.
Well, it just said that he didn't have his personal security with him, but that's all I saw. It didn't say that he no longer has personal security. It just said he didn't have him with him. And maybe they don't go into the sauna with you.
And I'm guessing if you're 6'9 and you turned state's evidence, the price of personal security goes up.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, yo, that money's more. Now you got to get like mafia type of personal security.
Yes.
And those guys ain't doing it for cheap.
No, that's when you take that $6 million and you buy a house in Idaho and use the rest of it, the $5 million, to build a wall around it.
You're one of those guys and you get called by Kanye or this guy who turns state's evidence. You're like, well, this guy's crazy.
Yes.
All I got to do is grab him and put him in a car. This guy, literally, there's members of a gang who want to kill him. I'm going to have to fight every time we go to the goddamn gym. Kanye doesn't have to fight when he goes to the gym. And the worst person Kanye's going to fight is what? Antonio Brown, maybe, if they get crazy together?
Yeah, they're mostly like, hey, I don't know if you should say that. Well, I guess he doesn't really have anybody doing that either.
No, right. I mean, the security guard doesn't care what he says.
No.
As long as you don't get hurt.
I mean, I guess it does make sense, too, though, that you wouldn't have a security guard in the bathroom with you at the LA Fitness. Maybe you think, like, it looks okay here. They said sauna. It looks like the bathroom to me. It doesn't look like he's getting beat up in a bathroom.
Well, that's what my sauna is in my bathroom.
Looks like a regular big public bathroom, huh?
That's where the sauna is in my gym.
Yeah.
You go in, there's like a bathroom, then you go through. It's not like right by the toilet. Then you go down a little bit, and there's showers, and then you go down a little bit, and there's a sauna.
Yeah.
It's like a giant all-one area type of thing.
Yeah. So if you just see the video, it just looks like he's getting beat up in front of the sinks, you know, in the bathroom.
That's where they shave and stuff.
So did that, you know, those guys are filmed. Were those guys waiting for him, or did they just happen to run into him at an LA Fitness?
I'm positive that guy was in there, and he was
they weren't wearing gym clothes.
So,
he was. The
were
guy
they
hit
staking
him.
Them out?
Oh, were they?
It looks like it.
Looked to me like he had a black t-shirt on and black.
He had shorts on.
Workout shorts. Yeah, but, again,
I thought he had shorts.
It's Florida, so you're wearing shorts anyway.
True.
But he looked like he could be working out, at least. He had shorts, and he wasn't, like, dressed up or anything. He had shorts and a t-shirt on. Maybe you're just like, yo. And somebody's like, hey, man, that's this guy. He turned state's evidence on some of our buddies. He's like, you know what? I'm going to punch that rat in the head. Like, what? Like, that's right. Not a thing that's crazy, right?
No, I don't think so either. I think that could be
not even
be
in the gang, or you're friends with someone in the gang, or he turned state's evidence on someone we knew in high school, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to kick that kid's ass.
And other rappers are making fun of him today. It's a bad day for Tekashi 6ix9ine. So.
Well, you know, other rappers should slow their roll a little bit.
Well, let's see.
There's
who
only
was
some
it?
Of them that I would actually be scared of. Most of them, you're like,
Uzi
okay.
Badass, Chief Keef. Apparently,
I do
he's
like
making
Chief
fun
Keef.
Of him a little bit.
I do. All right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I would be
is.
A little worried of Chief Keef. If Chief Keef was in here right now, I might not talk a bunch of.
Right? No, not
I might
at
not
all.
Talk a bunch of.
Might
ass. So you know, well, you're just saying other rappers. I'm like, who's yelling? Like Lil Yachty or something? Is he yelling at him? I don't know if he's tough or not. But as soon as you said Chief Keef, I was like, well, you know what?
You know, today sucks.
All right,
yeah.
I'll back up, Love Sosa. I'm all right. We're good.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, I'm sure you saw this, but a mountain lion snuck up on a man and his wife as they were soaking in a hot tub. In Colorado, did you see this story about the mountain lion? I assume people send you these stories because they send them to me every time. Oh, here's another animal taking on a human. It says the two sat in their vacation rentals tub around 8 p.m. when the man felt something grab his head. Then that's the first thing you feel is that it's got a hold of your head. He and his wife began screaming and splashing water at the animal. Apparently, this was a good strategy because they were eventually able to scare this mountain lion away. Without, you know, getting killed.
These two individuals did was correct, is that you make yourself look larger. You can talk to the animal so they know that you are a human being. And then, of course, you remove yourself from the situation.
You talk to the animal so that it knows you are a human being. I've never heard that one before. Hmm. Like, just remind it, I'm a human being. Hey, it's me. The wife
then I'll kick your ass.
The wife shined a flashlight in its eyes, which also apparently helped because it started to walk backwards when it was blinded by the light. So I guess it worked. Mm. And someone posted it on our subreddit. And
it was blinded by the light?
Blinded
it was,
by the light. Yep.
Was. Wrapped and, up like a douche? Mm-hmm. Another roamer in the night?
Is it a douche or a deuce?
Well, Springsteen wrote it as a deuce, but when Man for Man redid it, they just said douche. And okay, Springsteen never really understood why.
You've told me that probably 100 times. I always forget.
Well, you know what? I'm happy to do it again. I'm a big Springsteen fan.
Well, last night I was scrolling and I saw this post on the front page of Reddit about Americans being very confident that they can beat up animals in a fight. And it took no time for someone to post it on our subreddit, which we, by the way, would love for you to go there. Just our Church of Laszlo. And you can get links to all of our socials and everything at just laszlo.church. But did you see this then? I'm guessing you didn't. Americans are more confident than Britons that they could beat any animal in a fight. Which of the following animals, if any, do you think you could beat in a fight if you were unarmed? It says unarmed.
But wait.
This is no sticks, stones.
No, that doesn't mean unarmed.
Hand in hand. Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
A baseball bat means you're armed.
But that means something I can get.
I don't know. They say unarmed.
Unarmed means without a gun.
Okay.
Right? Now, I'll give you I can't bring a bat into the fight because the bear can't either.
So anything.
But if we're out here, I can grab one of these sticks or something.
Okay, so.
And I can grab a rock. That's clearly I'm unarmed. I can grab things around me.
I'll start at the bottom. Grizzly bear, 2% of Britons thought they could.
Where am I fighting them?
It doesn't say.
In the woods?
It says if you could fight and you are unarmed, you fight this animal unarmed.
I'll give myself a 50-50 shot.
6% of Americans said that they could do it.
I'll give myself a 50-50 shot. It is, again, going to be very surprised when I punch it in the nose.
An elephant.
It'll bite its testicles off. It is going to be surprised when I go for that.
I think I would be surprised if you got that far, too. An elephant. 2% of Britons said they could.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to have to fight it. It's just big and slow.
I think it's pretty fast, actually, just because it's so big.
Come on. But
I think
to turn. It's
you.
Turning.
I know,
it's like
but I
a
think
giant
it can knock
ship.
You over. Yeah,
and it's not going to be able to turn it around as fast as I can.
It tramples you. And
I'm going to punch it right in its ear, grab its horn.
I don't.
I'm not scared of an elephant. I'm literally
like
not scared of an elephant.
It's like a tank. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, right. But if a tank doesn't have a gun on it, I can run behind it. But it's going to try to turn around. But, I can run behind it again.
But this thing's trying to use its. I mean, it can just trample
its what?
You. Well, you
it's
just
gotta turn
got
around.
I think it
it's got an access point. It can't turn around as fast as I can. That's clear. It's got 4 feet.
Well,
it's giant. It can't turn around as fast as I can. Now, I'm not saying I can beat it up, but I'm saying is I can stop it from beating me up.
Well, they say beat in a fight. So
I say
it
it's a draw.
Like beat it up.
I'm gonna have to because I'm gonna have to Floyd Mayweather it. Which means I'm gonna
go
12 rounds without
letting
it touch me. Right. It's gonna go to the scores card, and I'm gonna get some points. So I'm gonna kick it in the back of its knees.
Only 2% of Britons said they could. 8% of Americans said they could. A lion. I'm sure this has come up before.
A lion's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Well,
I think
hey, look, I'm telling you, a lion, like, all right, a lion, I give up.
There's nothing you can do there.
No,
it's
just
huge,
stronger.
It's strong, it's fast, it's everything.
I'm not going to scare it.
All those weak points you're trying to point out on other
animals. I know.
Animals,
hey, look, I'm telling you, look, I don't like being emasculated by a lion, but I'm not. If I'm in the woods and an elephant's there and they're like, oh, you're going to have to fight the elephant, I'm like, okay. But if they're like, you got to fight the lion.
Yeah, I'd rather fight the elephant too, honestly.
But I don't really have a game plan for the lion.
It's the same percentage of people that thought they could be 2% of Britons, 8% of Americans.
The lion is so strong and fast. Man.
It's you're totally
and maybe
screwed.
I just buy into, you know, whatever I've seen in movies. It's not scared of me.
No.
Like a cheetah I can throw a rock at. I think it might run away. I think if I throw a rock at a lion, it's going to piss it off.
They're huge, and there are real videos of them attacking people where you can see when they pounce.
Yeah, I don't love it.
You're not.
I think I'm going to lose to a lion.
It's no match. Gorilla. Huh? Now, I just saw a picture someone posted of that gorilla in surgery. Did you see that? I think it was yesterday, the day before. And they were putting a human hand on the gorilla's hand for comparison to see how much bigger it is. I mean, its hand looked like it was about 10 times the size of the person's hand.
I give myself the same odds against a gorilla as I do Conor McGregor, which is slim to none, but I'm going to hit it in the face once.
Oof. You,
why? Conor McGregor's a skilled athlete
you
who could
choice?
Kick my ass.
You just say either one of them?
Well, they're both going to kick
like
my ass, but I might get a punch in. But both of them are going to kick my ass, but I might get a punch in. That's all.
I'd be worried the gorilla's going to rip my arms.
So is Conor McGregor.
Off of my torso. And
so is you. Wait, you don't think Conor McGregor's going to kill you?
I think he knocks me out, yeah.
Well,
I
but
think he beats me up.
The only thing you're resting on is that Conor McGregor won't kill you because he's a human.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I'm saying to the death. Conor McGregor has to kill you.
Okay. Well, then still, I guess I'll take... look,
you take
I'm
your chances with
both.
Him?
Yes, over a gorilla.
I don't know.
Massive.
I think they're even.
They're even.
I'm being honest.
8% of Americans said they thought they could do
Conor McGregor. I mean, and if people say, oh, Conor McGregor's old, well, just pick away. I don't watch follow UFC. Pick the best UFC fighter right now, whoever it is. That's a gorilla.
A crocodile?
You don't got any chance. You don't have any chance, really. You might be able to punch it and surprise it, kick it in the balls once, but it's gonna beat your ass.
Yes. absolutely going to beat your ass. A crocodile, I know we've talked about. There's a whole thing where, you know, get it out of the water. How far is it running on land?
Yeah, but that thing can still fight out of the water. That's the problem.
Yeah, it just gets tired quick. You got
to. How long do I have to prepare for the crocodile? It doesn't say.
It just says, could you beat this animal unarmed?
Give me 6 weeks.
To prepare for the fight with the crocodile?
Because I would go to South Florida or Ocala, Florida, where I went, and be like, all right, who are these guys who tame crocodiles? They turn them upside down and rub their bellies and put them to sleep.
Oh, you want to learn that? Like
6 weeks, I could do it. Yeah.
How to sneak up behind it, cover its eyes, all that.
We're smart.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, that's the one thing we have against them is that we can go to people and get trained. An alligator can't go to another alligator and get trained on how to kill me. So if you give me 6 weeks and I can go to crocodile fighters, well, I give myself a better than average chance.
Slightly more people thought that they could take the crocodile. 3% and 9% of Americans. A wolf, we already know. Yes,
I can kick a wolf's ass. I'm not worried about it at all.
You and 12% of Americans.
I am not worried. It's a big dog. I will whoop its ass. I will choke it out.
A kangaroo.
Now, there was something on Reddit where they showed a picture of a wolf that was walking across the street by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that son of a bitch was big. Huge. It wasn't a regular looking wolf. And the whole thing was like, look how big this wolf is compared to other wolves.
Because you see them around other wolves.
But now this was a giant wolf.
No, I understand. But it is crazy. You see them next to other wolves.
But a regular wolf, I'll kick
its
ass.
When you see them in perspective, like where they're in captivity and those people, you know, will go up, they work with these wolves, and you finally see one standing next to a human, they're huge.
That wolf is going to be so surprised when I do to it what it would do to me. When I put its head down and bite its jugular... Stay there. It's going to freak out. It is not going to know what hit it.
12% of Americans.
Plus, I'm going to hit it with a stick and throw rocks at it. This thing, it's done.
A kangaroo.
I'll kick a kangaroo's ass. Your little baby arms.
I'm not scared of the kangaroo. I'm kind of with Lazo on that one. I don't know. Snow cone, the kangaroo, that doesn't bother me.
I watched the video of the guy hit him in the face.
Yeah, the video.
Right, you know exactly what to do now. The guy did it. He put his hands up. The kangaroo put his hands up. Now, I will also say, if you look up these things and you understand them, most animals, when they get into a fight, right, they can't comprehend. So your dog can't comprehend
the future until
it. No, all that. But it can't comprehend until it happens that you're stronger than them.
Mm.
So they think like we're all even. It's got these little arms. And when you hit that thing in the nose, it automatically thinks, oh, Christ. Whatever animal I'm up against is stronger than me, and that's when it runs away. That's why I read this whole thing about when that guy hit the kangaroo in the nose. It was because the kangaroo thought, for sure, I'm stronger than it. But then the guy hit him in the nose, and the kangaroo was like, oh.
Crikey.
He's stronger than me. And that's why it ran away. So I think you could be, you know, but again, you're going to have to go old school with these animals and strike first. Do not be scared. Charge them and kill them.
14% of Americans thought that they could take king cobra. The king cobra.
I don't know.
I'm not. Look, I don't want to fight one, but boy, oh boy, I'd much rather fight that than just about 90% of the other animals on this list. I mean, first of all, the king cobra doesn't strike; it only falls. So, like a rattlesnake can strike out. A king cobra has to fall. So you know how far it can go. However high up it is. It can fall that far.
Yeah, but it's faster than you.
It is. You're going to have to go up behind it and hope for...
And a stick ain't going to hurt it, and it's not going to surprise
it. You just got to get up behind it and
I just feel like it's a reptile with no brain.
Yeah, you just...
Like, some of these, like when you punch the kangaroo, or you kick the wolf in the balls...
They run off.
Right. They have a brain, and they're like, oh, I might be getting my ass kicked here. Like, they have a survival instinct, too. I'm not sure a king cobra has a survival instinct. It might just have... Attack mode.
But I feel like...
And attack mode is
bad.
You
always say kick it. I mean, kick a cobra or get behind it. You got a chance.
What kind of pants do I have on?
Jeans. I'm not saying that it's something you want to do, but compared to these other animals, it seems...
I like my chances of surviving better against an elephant than I do in the desert against a king cobra.
Oh, surviving?
Surviving.
Okay.
Because I feel like that king cobra could bite me. Even if I kick it, it could still bite me, and then I think I die. I'm not exactly sure.
If we're fighting, like if the elephant is wanting to fight me, I'm definitely...
The elephant is not going to catch
choose
you.
Choose the cobra. 15% of Americans said they could
You could ride it. Jump on that elephant and ride its back.
Chimpanzee. I don't know why chimpanzees are so much higher.
Punch it right in its big ear. That has to hurt.
Right its back.
Lift its flap up and put your hand right in it.
I don't think I can reach it.
You'll be... Grab one of its little horns. It's ivory horns. Rip that out and sell it to piano makers. And then put your hand right in its stupid big ear.
Yeah.
Rip something out. Let it watch it stumble it down. It is stupid.
You don't have to call it stupid.
It's a big stupid animal. I'll kick its ass.
Chimpanzee.
I like that worse than the gorilla.
10% of Britons thought they could take the chimp. 17% of Americans. I thought the chimps were supposed to be like even tougher in some ways than the gorilla.
Well,
right?
That's my thought too. The gorilla, I think the gorilla has the brain like, all right, I'm going to fight. Let's figure it out. I feel like the chimpanzee might just be in a pure attack mode. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't like that. It's strong and it can jump up a tree. It's fast. The gorilla's slower. I saw Planet of the Apes.
I'm not sure. Confusing the fact that they say chimps can be much more aggressive than gorillas. That gorillas will keep their
distance. In my head, I feel like a gorilla is like doesn't want to fight me. We're now in this place together. I punched it. It punched me. We walk away. I feel like the chimpanzee is like the king cobra. We're like, it just thinks kill this person. Well, that's not good.
17% thought they could take it. A large dog. Now we're to a large
dog. I'll kill a large dog. I don't care how large it is.
13% of Britons thought they could do it. 23% of Americans thought they could,
of course,
beat a large dog in a fight.
Of course I can.
An eagle. Now, the eagle, you're going to get scratched
up. An eagle
up,
I can't beat up.
But it's got to, it keeps coming down at you. You know,
if it comes down, lands on my head, like I can't, I don't have any way to fly. It's like fighting a shark. I can't get up there to fight it. I can't knock it out of the, if I can grab a stick. And when it comes down at me, just bat it to the ground. That's going to be hard.
Start swinging as it's coming at you. You know,
man, that thing's got big talons and claws, and it's strong.
It's going to hurt. But
it may grab you by your shirt and lift you up 10 feet and drop you.
I'd rather.
An eagle's
going
to be hard. I'd have to have a big, long stick that I thought I could hit it out of the sky with. I would win,
eagle
clearly,
over
but
large
I don't love
dog.
It.
I would say eagle over large dog for me. Much rather take my
chances. Large dog is stupid.
30% of people, Americans specifically, thought that they could take the eagle. 18% of Britons. Medium-sized dog. Now we're getting up there.
Come on.
I'm telling you, that's how they did it.
I already said I kick a large dog's
38%
ass.
38% of Britons, 49% of Americans. A goose. I don't know if these people think they're losing to the goose. I've fought those Canada geese at the pond. I mean, they used to chase us around.
Whatever. I know
they're annoying.
Grab a bite, it's not going to spin around in a circle.
Right. Just grab it. Mm. Yes. Grab a hold of it.
I know.
Just
and by the way,
it didn't hurt
people
that
are like,
bad.
And even if it did, like people, when they do these polls, I think they think like, would it hurt me? The goose might hurt you. I don't know. But grab its
by
its neck and spin it around.
I've been bit by them. And
came out of the pond.
You get a little red mark.
Pond at me one time. And I did that to it. And they backed away. They were like,
yeah. We used to mess with them when we were kids all the time, and they'd chase after us.
They're like, bro wants to fight.
Nip at us.
I'm like, yo, I'm 6'9".
45% of Britons. That means less than half thought they could take a goose. 61% of Americans. I guess I'm starting to sound like an American, too. Now. I don't know.
Churchill's rolling over in his grave right now.
Right. Like, you don't think you can take a goose?
We fought the Germans for years, and I walked around in the open, and you guys are running from geese.
A goose.
Canadian geese, probably.
You don't think you can take a goose. Then the next one is a house cat. 66% of Britons say it. 69% of Americans say
it. It's like, I'm not saying that the house cat or the dog won't hurt you.
No, I'm getting
clawed. But you
out.
Can win.
Yes, you absolutely can win.
It may
win.
Hurt you.
You're going to beat the cat in a fight. A house cat, yes, you're going to get bloodied. But I can't believe that there are people that are
saying,
no, I think I'd lose to that.
Even if it scratched my face, my eyes, ripped my eyes out, it was an incredibly good fighting house cat. Eventually, I could grab it by its head and throw it in a closet and close the door and never feed it again.
Right.
And just let it die in there.
I think you could break its neck before that happens.
Right, but I'm saying you could just torture it.
Yeah.
I'll just throw it in a closet and never feed it again.
Well, I mean, this is about winning in a fight. I guess throwing it in a closet.
Yeah, that's the way to win. It'll take 30 days now. This is what you get for scratching me. Now you starve to death.
And it says house cat. So
little Siamese bitch.
It's fair because it's your house. It's his house. It's, both your turfs.
Now you live in here.
So, yeah. And then the last one was rat. Yeah. Just kick the rat, right? I don't want to get bit by it either, but yeah, one rat.
I've heard like thousands.
Well, yeah, that's, Willard or something. That would be scary. But if you got one rat in the octagon,
I don't know that I could win.
Just kick it. What do you mean you don't know? You think you could take a wolf, but you don't know if you could take a rat.
Because I just think a rat would run away. Like, I think it's a draw.
Let's assume it's fighting.
To me, it's the same elephant. It's the same combat style as the elephant. ACT thing here. I am to elephant as rat is to me.
Okay, but this
is. I'm running from the elephant. The elephant ain't going to catch me. The rat is going to run for me, and I'm not going to catch it.
Well, let's assume then, for the sake of how they worded this thing, that you're both trying to fight each other.
Well, I think the rat would come up to me in bed and try to eat my head, and then I would throw it, and then it would run away.
So one kick. One kick. That's it. I feel like it's done. 67%. Britain's 72% of Americans. Of all those...
The text I want to know if this is the best of. No, it's not the best of, but it will be.
Yeah,
because what I just said was genius.
It better be.
The Church of Laszlo.
What are you going to do now? There's no baseball for you to watch tonight.
I know.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, there's that new Waco documentary, right? Did you watch that yet?
No, I just finished the 2018 one.
Right. Well, you watch that dramatization thing, right? And then Netflix has like a documentary.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, so I thought it might be a nice follow-up to that Showtime thing that you just watched.
Yeah, because I just finished it. You know, they...
That was a bad situation.
They were, yeah, but they were sympathetic to David Koresh.
In the Showtime thing? That's what you're saying. I don't remember it well enough. I know I saw it.
I didn't think, like, watching it, I'm like, I'm not exactly sure what he did wrong. I'm being honest. Like, watching
well,
it,
he raped a lot of underage girls.
Well, what people say, okay, just let me step back here, because they even have a guy who I guess is Alex Jones on the radio, but they call him something else, but he sounds like Alex Jones. But whoever the local radio DJ is in Waco that Koresh talked to from the compound said, yes, he had sex with 14-year-old girls, but in the state of Texas, that's legal.
Well.
So then he was like, you may think that's abhorrent, but it's not illegal. Change the law. We've always talked about that. If you want to send tanks in to tear down
that's
this compound,
the situation of the building being burned down was, the whole thing was a disaster.
And he was like, your problem isn't with David Koresh. I mean, maybe, but he didn't do anything that was illegal.
I didn't know that. I didn't know what the age of consent for
the age of consent with a mother's permission in the state of Texas. And I went and looked it up at the time of Waco was 14.
Wow.
So while we may think it's abhorrent, and I understand that, he wasn't doing anything illegal.
Yeah.
Like, change the law. And why do they have that law anyway?
Did they talk
about it? I guarantee you why they had that law. They had that law because it's been on the books for hundreds of years, and old guys used to want to marry, who had money, wanted to marry 14-year-old girls. But now somebody who does it, who says he's a messiah, we burn down his house and kill him. Like, I'm not with you. Change the law.
That's the only reason there's still these laws that say you can get married with a mother's permission or parents' permission. It's ridiculous. It's like, dude, just get rid of it already. It makes no sense. Did they?
And I think they did get rid of it after the Waco thing.
Did they show the part? What's crazy is that whole thing got set off by that journalist like running up to the postman. I don't remember exactly what it was, but the reason that they were made aware that that something was about to go down was because I think it was like a journalist or someone had come across a postman. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Okay, no. So the way that they said in this dramatization, there was an FBI agent who had infiltrated the Branch Davidians.
Mm-hmm.
And David Koresh kind of got to him. Like, he didn't hate David Koresh. And he was like, hey, these people aren't bad. You may not like them, but they're not bad. And then the ATF told him, we're going in.
Okay.
And the FBI agent told David Koresh, basically like, hey, come out with your hands up. Like, he was trying to be a decent human. Like, I don't want to see anybody get killed here. You guys aren't bad guys.
Yeah.
Just come out. But when he told them that, that's when they were like, no, we're staying in here. And then David Koresh, according to this documentary or this dramatization, David Koresh said, let me come out and talk to these guys. If I just talk to him, they'll leave. And the reason why he thought he could go out and talk to him was because he had a really good relationship with the local police.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember.
So
that
even more so, like, once the FBI and everybody was there, they said, we want to send the local police in. And they asked the local police, do you want a bulletproof vest? And the local police were like, no. They're not mad at us.
How many days 52. Did it go on? 52 days.
But so when David Koresh came out, apparently there were dogs.
Okay, see, I don't even remember him coming
right.
out.
So dogs came out, and the ATF shot the dogs. When they shot this is according to this dramatization on Showtime. When the ATF shot the dogs, bullets were fired then, and other ATF agents shot at the compound.
So
the Branch Davidians never shot first.
I thought it started with them shooting the tear gas through the windows.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is way before that. Day one,
they were exchanging gunfire on day one?
Day one,
I didn't know that.
They went to go serve a warrant, and that's when the four people died. They shot four
Oh, the original ATF gang. Agents. Okay.
That was because they shot dogs. Yes.
Yeah.
The ATF agents thought they had shot.
Okay, I didn't know there were dogs.
And then they shot. Right. So.
I remember,
and then people say there's an argument between what really happened between the FBI agents and the Branch Davidians, the survivors. But one of the things is they had a metal door. That door went missing from evidence. Which they had lawyers who talked to David Koresh who said, look, we can tell by the bullet shots that the shots are coming this way, not the other way. We know. Like, you're going to get off. Just come out. We'll be your lawyers. It's fine. And
I remember seeing the guy on the roof. The ATF guy got shot on the roof as he's looking through the window.
That's after. That's the 52 days.
Well, you know what? Well, watch the documentary tonight.
There you go. We'll watch it. But anyway, good show, ATF. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.